Funeral services for 63-year-old Martin Kirby of Armstrong, who died Wednesday, will be at 1 o'clock today at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Fayette. Burial will follow at Sharon Cemetery in Armstrong. Funeral services for 88-year-old Velda Burton of Boonville, who died Wednesday, will be at 2 o'clock today at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation begins at 1 o'clock. Burial will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Jacksonville. Funeral services with an Eastern Star service for 98-year-old Ruth Blondie Daler of Higginsville and formerly of Mayview, who died Tuesday, will be at 2 o'clock today at Walker Nadler Fuller Funeral Home in Lexington, where visitation begins at 1 o'clock. Burial will follow at Lexington Memory Garden Cemetery. Funeral services for 63-year-old Mickey Cochran of Fayette, who died Wednesday, will be at 6 o'clock tonight at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Fayette, where visitation begins at 4 o'clock. Burial will be private. Massive Christian burial for 83-year-old Charlotte Lawoff, formerly of Minden, who died Wednesday, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at St. Joseph Catholic Church in rural Minden. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 o'clock tonight at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline. Funeral services for 95-year-old Irma Loverkamp of Alma, who died Wednesday, will be at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alma. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be from 1:30 to 3 o'clock this afternoon at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. A celebration of life service for 55-year-old Denny Perkins of Sedalia, who died Wednesday, will be at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 11 a.m. Funeral services for 57-year-old Daryl Beeler of Gillam, who died Friday, will be at 10 a.m. on Tuesday at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Glasgow, where visitation will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Tuesday services at All Saints Cemetery in Gillam. Funeral services for 64-year-old Jim Wesley Mullins, Jr. of rural Sweet Springs, who died Thursday, will be at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Berea Cemetery in rural Cooper County. Funeral services for 75-year-old Billy Jr. Shane of California, who died Friday, will be at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Tipton, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Services for 64-year-old James Melvin Lewis of Boonville, who died Wednesday, will be at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at H.T. May & Son Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Memorial services for 69-year-old Roy Edward Shipley of Richmond, who died January 21st, will be at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Interment with military honors by the Ray County Veterans will follow at Woodland Cemetery in Richmond. Graveside services with military honors conducted by the U.S. Army in VFW Post 2591 for 98-year-old Frank Sellers of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be at 2 p.m. on Wednesday at Memorial Park Cemetery. The family will receive friends from 1 to 1:45 p.m. on Wednesday at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia. Funeral services for 87-year-old Bill Leisher of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 10 a.m. Burial with military honors by the U.S. Army in VFW Post 2591 will follow at Memorial Park Cemetery. Funeral service for 62-year-old Stephen Kim Davis of rural Richmond, who died January 26, will be at 2 p.m. on Friday at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Crowley Cemetery near Rayville. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.